novices. We watch the moves of silkworms who excite their bodies in moist leaves and weave wet nests of hair and skin. This is a model of our liquid resting world, dissolving bone and melting marrow, opening pores wide as windows. The stranger was sensed as greatest menace in ancient communities. Metamorphose. An object is cut off from its name, habits, associations, detached. It becomes only the thing, in and of itself. When this disintegration into pure existence is at last achieved, the object is free to become endlessly anything. The subject says, "I see lots of things which dance." Then everything becomes gradually connected. Objects as they exist in time and clean eye and the camera give us, not falsified by seeing. When there are as of yet no objects. Early filmmakers who, like the alchemists, delighted in a willful obscurity about their craft. In order to withhold their skills from profane onlookers, separate, purify, reunite. The formula of Ars Magna and its hair, the cinema. Camera is androgynous machine, a kind of mechanical hermaphrodite. In his retort, the alchemist repeats the work of nature. Few would defend a small view of alchemy as mother of chemistry, and confuse its true goal with some external metal arts. Alchemy is an erotic science, involved in buried aspects of reality, aimed at purifying and transforming all being and matter. Not to suggest the material operations are ever abandoned, the adept holds to both the mystical and physical work. The alchemists detect the sexual activity of man in correspondence with the world's creation. With the growth of plants, and with mineral formations. When they see the union of rain and earth, they see it in an erotic sense as copulation. And this extends to all natural realms of matter, where they can picture love affairs of chemical and stars, a romance of stones, or the fertility of fire. Strange fertile correspondence. The alchemist sensed in unlikely orders of being between men and planets, plants and gestures, words and weather. These disturbing connections, an infant's cry and a stroke of silk, the whirl of an ear and the appearance of dogs in the yard, a woman's head lowered in sleep, and in the morning dance of cannibals. These are conjunctions which transcend the sterile signal of any wheeled montage. These juxtapositions of objects, sounds, actions, colors, weapons, wounds, and odors shine in an unheard of way, impossible ways. Film is nothing when not an illumination of this chain of being, which makes a needle poise in flesh call up explosions in a foreign capital. Cinema returns us to anima, religion of matter, which gives each thing its special divinity and sees gods in all things and beings. Cinema, heir to alchemy, last of an erotic science. Dull lions prone on a watery beach. The universe kneels at the swamp. To curiosity, I its own raw postures of decay in a mirror of human consciousness. Absent and peopled mirror, absorbent, passive to whatever visits and retains its interest. Door of passage to the other side. The soul frees itself in stride. Turn mirrors to the wall in the house of the new dead.